Hello, and welcome to Conscious Hoofbeat. My name is Dr. Pamela Maynard, and I am passionate about guiding lifestyle horsewomen on their journey to inner health and wholeness through online educational programs, presence in groups, and inner health circle. Before I get started, I just want to remind you that when you join the Conscious Hoofbeat for Empowered Horsewomen Facebook group, you can get a free audio that shares one exercise you can do right now to be more present with your horse. Today I want to talk to you about how nature has been showing up for me a lot lately. The 4th of July moon was called the Thunder Moon, and it's called this because of all of the thunderstorms that happen this time of year. And where I live, we had actually been considered in a severe drought condition. And then the Tuesday before the Thunder Moon, we had so much rain that there were flash flood warnings. And we have had a series of thunderstorms ever since then. And last night we had another thunderstorm that came through, and the lightning was so intense, it looked like there were industrial-sized strobe lights going off in all of my windows. It was crazy. And this morning, after I was enjoying the calm after the storm, I was meditating and reminded of something that I heard from Deepak Chopra. Nature's generosity is waiting. So what exactly does that mean? I have learned that in a moment of grace, I am supposed to feel safe and worthy. Love is all around me, and nature is infinitely generous, and I am supported all the time. For most of my life, I have been criticized for my love and commitment to lifestyles with horses. Mostly by non-horsey people, but nonetheless criticized and judged for how I live my life with horses. My life revolves around horses. And I have learned over the years to embrace this uniqueness and really the gift of being connected to horses. This inner growth has led me to my truth, my understanding, and my acceptance of myself. Something I believe I never would have learned to acknowledge and honor about myself without my gratitude for the horse, my love for being outside with them, and my connection to nature. The more I grow to appreciate horses, the more I receive grace from these amazing animals. When I am with horses, I lose all thoughts of being unworthy or symptoms of contracted awareness. And when I recognize limitations in my life, I choose to come back to meditation and open my awareness. I do this when I'm with horses. Some people think that meditating requires sitting cross-legged on a pillow, chanting the word Om over and over. And yes, this is one way to meditate. However, being in the present moment is achieved in many different ways. One can even meditate while doing the dishes. I meditate while I'm cleaning horse poop, while I'm grooming a horse, and sometimes I just sit and listen to them eat. The opposite of contracted awareness is expanded awareness, and it isn't passive. Expanded awareness opens me up to the generosity of nature. I see this in my connection with horses. I know in my heart that it is part of my birthright and my God-given destiny. Expanded awareness is normal to me when I am with the horses. It is said that contracted awareness is abnormal, and it really just stems from fear and doubt. And I'm sure we've all experienced that. Nature, on the other hand, is always generous through constant replenishment. It is the flow of life. Even though it is painful when I lose a horse, it doesn't stop the universe from bringing new ones to me. This flow of horses in my life is what keeps me growing and blooming. Horses inspire me and are my mentors for keeping me in the present moment. When I am generous and give to the horses my time, energy, and love, I always get something positive in return from them. Their energy renews me. Horses are truly a gift to me from the Creator of the universe. There are two domains of life, the inner domain and the outer domain. Through my gratitude for horses and the world they live in, it is effortlessly linking me to my inner domain. I believe our culture and society only know how to link to the outer domain of life. We are taught that more material things are better, and more means abundance. But what I observe in the horse world is that more leads to extremes, and extremes lead to unhealthy horses. From an inner perspective, I would like to see more love, more respect, and more appreciation for the health and well-being of the horse that yields longevity. This would require us to put aside the ego and release all attachments to blue ribbons and accolades. I gave up horse shows years ago. Now, that's not to say that I will never show again or that I condemn horse shows. I say it all the time. It's not what we do, it's how we do it. The motive for doing things with horses should not be in a competitive nature. It needs to be about the nature of bonding and connecting with the horse. I desire to see a shift in the horse world. A shift in the mentality that believes the horse is a tool and a means of winning. For this to happen, it would require us to think differently. For example, we need to use the discipline of dressage for the horse and not the horse for dressage. Perhaps this begins with the awareness of gratitude and being in the present moment. When we stop thinking about the next show and the next ribbon, that is when we can truly be in the now and appreciate today's ride and the love of our horse. If this resonates with you, then I invite you to join the Conscious Hoofbeat for Empowered Horsewomen Facebook group, or go to ConsciousHoofbeat.com and download a free audio that shares one exercise you can do right now to be more present with your horse and begin your journey to wholeness. Until next time, enjoy your horse.